2023. I am Salable Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And I would like to welcome anyone and everyone who is streaming over on any other platform. And I thank you all for listening to my downloads on the other platforms. Let's see, who's over on Podbean? Hey, bro, welcome. You are number one today. Wow. Hey, Mr. Bennett, you are number two. Welcome, welcome. Hey, Minnesota. We pulled in at number three. Bro, we beat you today. Okay, bro, I'm gonna see what we're gonna do today on this show. Brina says hi. Frankie says hello back. Hey, Daddy Hall. Okay, let's get started. All right, so, my question today is, are you late for your life? Have you put priorities before your life? And once again, I know I sound selfish when I say that, but it's a question that I tend to ask certain people. You know, when I talk to my friends, and I'm talking about my inner circle friends, you know, we get down deep, whatever, you know, sometimes we get real silly. Sometimes we, you know, get really, really deep. And we always talk about what our life would have been like if, you know, if I didn't meet this person, if, you know, you didn't meet this person, if, you know, you didn't live here, if you didn't go to that school. You know, if that kid in high school, you know, if you didn't have a crush on that person and you ended up dating that person, would you have ended up dating someone else? But then we talk about our life as adults. And we have priorities in our life. But are they really your priorities, or are they priorities that society has put in place? So therefore, if you don't do them, people kind of look at you sideways. And are there so many priorities in your life that you're late for your life, that you've never had a chance to do what you want to do? Like when they say, don't let life pass you by. And And I know we've talked about versions of this on my show before, but again, you know, y'all know my show is always a subject within a subject within a subject, or as Brina likes to say, pivots. You know, what does, you know, even don't let life pass you by, you know, what does that mean? Does that mean don't waste your life? You know, does it mean if you have an opportunity for something, then take it? And is that priority in your life preventing you or stopping you from moving forward, for not being late in your own life? You know, and I've said before, you know, don't be the person that on your deathbed or however you may die, because I do believe, and I'm not trying to get into religion here, but I do believe that when you die, your life flashes before your eyes. And when I say that, I mean, I think that we all start to think back on our lives, you know, especially if you know you're going to die. If you have a terminal illness or something and you know that you don't have long to live, I think people do reflect on their lives. But I also believe that, you know, if you're in a situation where you may die at any moment, Blunt Ninja, welcome. I do believe that you're in a situation where if you're going to die at any moment, that there's something in you where you start to think about your life. So I've always thought that don't be that person who has regrets because you never did something. And I'm not saying, you know, you have that regret that, you know, you didn't go to that concert when you were 17 or something like that. Well, maybe, you know, maybe some people do, whatever. But don't have serious regrets over things that you constantly think about, but you've never done. And you always have a reason for not doing something, which is something that you really want to do. Why are you not doing that? You know, are you putting a priority first before you do what you want to do? Damien, welcome. You know, are you putting, you know, let's see, Brina says, I think it means don't waste your potential while taking care of your responsibilities. Hard work will pay off. That's a good way to put it. You know, don't waste your potential. But Brina, a lot of people do. A lot of people have so much potential that either they let other people talk them out of it, or, you know, other people may say, oh, that's silly. That's, you know, that's dumb. But I usually find that the people who are usually trying to talk you out of doing something are either people who are jealous, or people who don't have potential themselves, people who are lost themselves, people who don't want you to move forward because they're still stuck. You know, so, and I know that when you have children, your life changes. When you get married, your life changes. If you have someone in your family that's sick, you have a, you know, sickly parent or something, that, you know, your life will take a different road. But at what point do you say, okay, you know what? I've been doing this. You need to find someone else to do it for you. Hey, 86 Bad Love. You need to find someone else to do this for you, because I'm going here, or I'm doing this. I put this off for so long. So how long are you going to put something off? How long is that priority going to consistently be your excuse well, I can't do this because, well, you know, my son, my daughter, well, you know, my husband, my wife, the job. So 20 years from now, you're still having an excuse for why you didn't do something. But if you notice, if you keep putting things off because of someone else or something else, you look up. Everyone that you've been putting things off for, they've done the things that they want to do, but you're still stuck. And that's why, that's what I mean when I say, are you late for your life? See, Brandon says, I'm guilty of sitting around thinking on what I could have done that time, thinking could have been put into action. Yes. And she says, oh yeah, you need to have motivational people around you. It helps for sure. People have to stop feeling bad for saying no. You know, and see, and Blunt says, I put work before myself and family, and they just got rid of me. You know, and again, you know, it's like that job that you always stay late. You're always the one staying late. You're always the one who's, you know, pitching in. You're always the one doing this and this and this. But then when it's time for the promotion, you get overlooked, or there's a reason why you didn't. Well, we need you here. Well, you know, they always have a reason for not giving you that promotion, but yet you stay. You've made that job your priority. And I understand that, yes, you need to pay rent. You need to pay that car note. You need to put food on the table. Baby needs new shoes. I totally get that. But at what point do you say, oh, okay, you know, I've done all this. I, you know, did this, this, and this. And they're still not giving me my props. That's when you silently start looking someplace else. And one day when they look up and they want you to stay late, or they want you to handle this or handle that, and they're not giving you anything in return, and you have secured something else, or even if you go out and work on your own, you're like, sorry, nope, bye. You know, so at what point do you just tell people no? And why do people have such a hard time telling people no? And honestly, if y'all can tell me that, because I truly don't understand how people have a hard time telling people no. I tell people no, and, you know, they look at me sideways, whatever. But at the same time, it's like, I don't want to get hung up on something that I don't want to do, that I'm not going to be happy doing. And Brandon says, let's see. Damon says, now that's a nice feeling. I'm not sure what you mean by that, Damon. Brandon says, sadly, I think some people are pushovers for their entire life. You know, okay, so is not being able to tell someone no the same as being a pushover? Okay. And Brandon, why do you say yes? Because to me, a pushover is someone who Brina, you have a car and I don't. And I'm constantly saying, oh, Brina, can you take me here? You know, can you take me there? Can you take me here? Can you take me there? And me knowing damn well that you want to do something else. But you always say, yeah, okay, yeah, okay, you know, yeah, or Brina, you know, you really should do this, or, you know, come on, girl, you know, why don't you do this? To me, that's someone who has a hard time saying no. A pushover? Are you a pushover? Now you have me thinking about that. you know, but I don't know. Is being a pushover something that you're born with? Is that the way you're born, being a pushover, or is a pushover something that you grow into? Okay, a lot to do with your upbringing. Okay, are you saying because I don't know. What are you saying? Because sometimes a lot to do with your upbringing. If you were never able to speak up in your home, you won't be able to in life. But are you saying speak up because there was always so much going on and no one ever heard you, or you never made yourself heard? Or if you did try to speak up, you lived in a household where someone was overbearing or controlling and they always shut you down. So because when you look at, you know, being a pushover, are you going to be that person who, you know, if you're a pushover, you can't say no when you're 16 or 17. When you're 70, 60, 70, 80, whatever, are you still going to be that same person? Are you, you know, just because you're that quiet kid in high school, you know, and kids assume that, oh, well, she's this or she's that, or I can do this or I can do that to her. Those are the ones that may surprise you and turn around and slap the crap out of you. You know, it's like, what defines a pushover? I think some people are just naturally shy, but some grow up not learning how to express themselves. So is it expressing yourself in terms of not being a pushover? Because there are some people who are just quiet, who are just, you know, I don't like to use the word shy. Some people are just quiet. But it's those quiet ones, to me, that you have to look out for, because you never know what they're going to do. The loud and boisterous ones, you kind of know, okay, well, that's their personality, and you kind of know what to expect from them. But it's those quiet ones. It's those quiet ones who, you know, all of a sudden you're like, whoa. You know, so. Hey, Ellie, welcome. Welcome, welcome. You know, but once again, are you going to be one of those people who, you know, who is late for their own life? Are you going to figure out your life a month before you die? Are you going to, you know what you want to do when it's too late? Hey, Rifle, welcome. You know, people always say, I wish I had said that to her before this, and this, or, you know, I wish I had done this, you know, before this, and this, or, you know, if a relative or a parent or someone dies, but you never said what you've always wanted to say, but then it's like, it's too late then. You know, why do people wait until the last minute before it is too late to say what they want to say to certain people? If you've always felt this way about your mother, why not say it while she's alive? Then she's on her deathbed and you still don't say it. And you use the excuse that she's on her deathbed for not saying it. And then she dies, and then you're pissed because she died and you couldn't say what you wanted to say. You know, why do people wait? I hope not this place is confusing. Oh, boy. No worries for being late. Am I confusing you, you Brina? Am I confusing any of you guys? You know, it's, you know, this is just, these are just things that I think about, I talk about with my friends. There are just some, you know, it's just that there are just some people that you look at them and you just know that life is just passing them by. The potential that they have, they don't exercise it. They don't use it. You know, they let other people talk them out of things when they really want to do something. And then all of a sudden you can't do it. Like if you've always wanted to travel, and then you meet that person. And y'all, and, you know, and I said this once before, y'all so in love, you know, and he or she, well, do you really want to go there? Well, this is something that you've been thinking about dreaming since you were little. Now that you've met someone, you're going to allow that person to stop you from traveling? Will they not be there when you get back? And if they say, well, I'll go with you. And it's like, well, no, you know, I was going to do this by myself, or me and my friend were going to do it. Or we, you know, it's like, you know, don't let other people talk you out of doing what you really want to do. It's frustrating watching someone with potential you just waste it, but people learn at their own pace. And Ellie says, the thing is most of us have been engaged in technology and mundane matters, and we don't set aside time for ourselves to discover potential and feelings. And Ellie, you know, and that is true. Even though I do believe when COVID happened and, you know, a lot of people found themselves at home and not having to worry about that job, whatever, you know, you did have those people who all of a sudden, you know, businesses were popped up in people's basements and garages, and people, you know, started, you know, that hobby that they always said that they wanted to do and turn that hobby into a business or something. You know, and I think people found time to really, you know, like Ellie said, you know, take time. You need to set time aside for yourself. Sometimes you need to just go into a room and your kids are on the other side of the door, but they stay on the other side of the door. You know, it's like, don't bother me. Don't bother me. Even if you say don't bother me, you know, for an hour, I don't want to hear from anybody from, you know, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. If someone dies between that time, then I'll find out at 9:01. You know, but that's what we need. Enough people are not taking time, you know, for themselves. And that's why people are all stressed out. You know, that's why, you know, people are going crazy. We go to the store. The cashier doesn't ring up our stuff fast enough. You know, we're ready to curse them out. And I can say that I was guilty of that the other day. I went to the market and I swear that the cashier was, it's like every time she scanned something, she had to pick it up. She looked at it. And then she would go. And then she would scan. She did that with every item. And I literally said out loud, I said, good Lord, can we move this along? And the man behind me started laughing. But I noticed that she had done that with the previous person, because it was like, why is this line taking so long? And it was her. It was a cashier. You know? So, what do you do? Let's see. The impatience at lines drives me crazy. I was so happy for that 6 foot distance at first. Brina, I'm still standing six feet from people. Because, like I said, y'all have heard me say, people are just nasty. So, I mean, I'm still standing 6 feet away, you know. But, you know, I, you know, once again, I think Ellie, she nailed it. People are not taking time for themselves. And when you don't, I think all those priorities that you put before, that you're not, you know, it's always the priority before, then you look up and you are late for your life. Because life is short. Life is short. Whether you, you know, have 20 years on earth, you know, or the 100 that I want, you know, life is short. And as you get older, that calendar flips faster. It seems to flip a lot faster than when we were little. And one day you wake up and you're like, damn, what happened? You know, we say that with our kids. You know, when they were little, then all of a sudden, when did you get taller than me? You know, when did your voice get so deep? You know, so it's, you know, life is just short, and it goes really fast. And I'm just one of those people who think that you should just take advantage of every opportunity that you can. And I know that there are times when, you know, you're absolutely not going to be able to because you have something, a priority or responsibility that you just have to take care of. But then there are times that, you know, I think it's okay to put yourself first. I think it's okay to tell your child, I'm not going to be able to do this because I'm doing this, 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 or this. You know, do you miss that piano recital or whatever, that little league game for your kid? Because you have an opportunity for something that you've been waiting on that pops up. And it's the only time that you can do it. Do you let that go, knowing that it's not, that opportunity is not coming back around, but there will be another Little League game next week? Is that selfish? Because one thing that I have noticed, let's see, Ellie says, speaking of lifespan, are you personally afraid of the process of aging? No. Nope, Ellie. Nope, nope, nope. Not at all. I've never been one of those people for, I don't believe in the Botox. I don't believe in the facelifts and all the other stuff. I think that you should just age the way you age. So, let's see. Brina says, I'm not scared of aging. I just don't like these new pains every year. That's why you got to keep moving. You got to keep moving. Ellie, you know, it's funny because, see, Brina, we about to do one of your pivots. So Ellie just gave a pivot. I have a skincare company, and I find myself, and guys, don't think, you all gonna think this is weird, but this is just what I do. Okay, so, my skincare company is based off of a formula that my mother, I don't know if she created it or she got it from one of my great aunts, you know, whatever. But my mother always said, take care of your skin, take care of your skin. You know, when you get to be this age, you don't want to look like this. You don't want to look like that, you know, whatever. So I find myself, if I'm watching TV, I will pause. Like if it's a close-up of someone, I will pause and I'll say, man, they really have bad skin. Or man, they didn't age well. Or look at their skin. I mean, I tend to do that. And I know it sounds silly, but I do, you know. So, and then I see people who do all this collagen and Botox and all this other stuff. And I'm like, you can do all you want, but the fact still stands is the calendar is still moving forward. So even though you've done this facelift that's supposed to make you look 10 or 20 years younger, you're still, your age is still going forward. So that's why I just think that you should just age just naturally. Oh, Brina, what the sun, the damage that the sun does, you know, but, yeah. But one thing that I do know is that, the way my life is going now, I'm not going to, I can honestly say that I don't think I'm going to have many regrets. There's one regret that I have that goes back to high school that I think about every so often. But for the most part, yes, regrets make lessons. But for the most part, you know, I'm happy with my life. I mean, even when things did not go well and when things, you know, when I, you know, just like, this is just not going right. I mean, I look back at my 20s and it's like, ugh, you know, if I could do my 20s over. But then again, when I really look at my 20s, it's like I had so many lessons during that decade that didn't, you know, the light bulb didn't go off until 10 years later. But I don't want to be that person that when I die, and I know so far I'm not going to be that person that when I die that I'm going to really say, damn, you know, I wish I had done this, or I wish this had done this, I had done it this way, or I didn't do this. I don't think that, you know, where I am now, I don't think that I'm late for my life. I think I'm doing the things that I want to do. And I'm happy about that. And Blunt Ninja says, I try not to have regrets. The universe always has a plan. And you're right. The universe does always have a plan. Sometimes the plans that we have to adjust them because the universe has said, no, you're not going to do that. You're going to do this. You know, but, and I also don't want to be that person who, and I don't mean to get morbid or anything with people, but I don't want to be that person who dies alone. I don't want to be that person. When I say die alone, I'm not saying that, you know, you go to bed one night and you don't wake up and then, you know, your family comes in to wake you up or whatever and you're gone. I don't mean like that. I'm talking about, I don't want to be that person that is alone, dies alone. And the only way people know that you're dead is when they smell you. And I know that sounds bad, But you have people that are like that. Ellie says, there is a motto said, before dying, you won't be regret of what you have done, but you would be regret. Well, okay, let me read this again. There's a motto that says, before dying, you won't be regret of what you have done, but you would be regret of what you didn't do. Okay, so you have regrets of what you didn't do. Yeah. And I think that's true. And Brina said, that's so sad to think about. You know, Brina, my aunt, who passed away, it must be about 15 years now. She was one of those people. You know, she was always wanted to be by herself, didn't want, you know, anybody around her. She didn't engage with anyone. And the neighbors didn't see her, and her mail was piling up. You know, the flyers and stuff that they stick on your door and everything were piling up. Until one of the people, guy across the street, whatever, said there's something wrong, and she had been in the house dead for over a week. Hey, GP, welcome. You know, and I think that's sad. And Blunt says, only thing I regret is not having kids sooner, because now I can't. You know, Blunt, but the children thing, do you regret? Is the regret on the biological side of it? Because the reason why I ask is because there are just so many children out there that don't have parents that the adoption thing pops in. So is the regret on the biological thing, on the biological side? Because, let's see, Ellie says, I don't want to intrude, but have you ever thought about, okay, so she's talking about adoption too. Okay, yes, I think of becoming a foster mother. And Ellie says, really, I think that adoption is free and it only depends on parents. You know, because Blunt, you know, I've said before on this show that, you know, my husband and I, we had to go through the whole intro, I don't even remember what it's called. You know, that's why we only have one. You know, we had to go through that whole thing. But adoption was always something that I thought about. You know, and Brina says, Blunt, that would be amazing. You have a lot of love to give. And Blunt, not in the U.S., it's about 20,000. I think it's probably more than that, Blunt. You know, the U.S., we have to charge for everything. And even then, they still want more. You know, so, so when we even talk about regrets, in terms of having children, were you late for your life? You know, but I don't know, because for me, it was, I wanted to have a career. I wanted to do the things that I wanted to do. And I had parents who constantly told my sister and I, you know, make sure you do what you want to do before you get married. Because when you get married, things are going to change. That's what I did. My mother always told my sister and I, she did not want to be a young grandmother. She was not. I tell my son the same thing. I don't want to be a young grandmother, you know, do what you want to do. Don't get caught up, because then your life totally changes. And you are going to be late for your life. So let me ask this, and this is just going on the tail of what Blunt said about becoming a mom. Is it wrong to regret having children? Is it wrong to regret? And I ask that because there is someone who made the comment to me who said that they wish that their oldest child was never born. And they said that in the context of they were a young parent and their whole life just totally changed from what they wanted to do because of this oldest child. So is that selfish? GB says, I always wanted a family, but it's too late for that now. Life happens. Okay, Brina says, I think it's terrible to regret having children. Ellie says, you are always young because you are an energetic woman. Let's see. I'm reading the comments from the bottom up. You can adopt a child from Iran, pays less than $2,000. Or Turkey, lots of kids need parents. You know, there are children all over the world that need parents. But Brina, you know, I just hope the poor kid doesn't feel unwanted. No, I know this kid. I don't think that this kid does. The person who said it, I know this person does a lot for that child. But I think that it was, again, it was in the context of they were a young parent and their life just changed. You know, I know someone who, this is the scenario, and you all tell me what you think. When I was going through the whole in vitro thing, and when I finally got pregnant, hey D, welcome. I met this girl through someone in my family who was also going through the whole, you know, in vitro thing and what have you. And it's interesting that when you go through that, you know, really see and you're more aware of how many people have difficulty having kids. So I met this person through a family member. And she and her husband were going through the same thing. And she ended up doing the, I'm sorry, y'all, when it comes to this whole in vitro thing, I get confused of what's what. The egg thing where they set the eggs aside and then they implant them or whatever. Well, she ended up, you know, but I did in vitro 3 times and the third time was a charm. My insurance only let me do it 3 times and the third one was a charm. she ended up having, she ended up getting pregnant with five. But she didn't want five. She and her husband didn't want five. And it was, three boys. They found out it was three boys and a girl. And they chose to keep two boys and a girl. What do you all think about that? And let's see, Ellie says, I believe we should always have gratitude for whatever we have, like kids. We should think deeply before having kids. When we say we regret having kids, sounds childish. Kids are not dolls, they're human, so we should have plans before having kids. Very true. Not late for that. I wish it comes true for you. Yeah, she there were five. I can never bring myself to choose which child goes and stays. And Marina says, I would have them all. Okay. Okay. So was that selfish or was that being realistic? You know, what about the woman, these kids must be about 16 years old now. The Octa, what was her name? The Octomom? The Octomom. Damien says difficult to plan for five. I love five kids, so sweet. Personally, I couldn't do it, but I've never been in that situation, so I can't judge. Brina, personally, I couldn't do it either, but I have never been in that situation. However, if it had happened to me during the in vitro thing, I would have kept them all. But I think in vitro is different from the egg thing though. But anyway. So is there anything, and I'm not asking you guys what it is or whatever, is there anything that you guys regret that you can still have time to change in your life? Or anything that, but I can't give birth to five kids, I should get help from this uterus. Okay. Is there anything in your life that you know, that you, hey, Dose, you know, is there anything in your life that you regret that you still have time to change? Is there anything that you would want to tell someone? Something that you would want to tell someone that you never told them? Would you want to apologize to someone? Would you want to tell someone that you had a crush on them? I mean, I would say I regret not going to school longer. Oh yeah, I would want a lot of loved ones to come back so I can talk to them again. Okay. All right. And let me ask you guys this. I'm just getting off subject here because my husband and I were talking about this on Sunday. It just came out of the blue, and then we started talking about it. Do any of you guys remember the name of your first crush? Anybody remember the name of your first crush? Frida says Carlos. Can I ask how old you were? Mine, his name was Charles. I'm not going to say the last name, but I'm going back to seventh grade. I am going back to seventh grade. He was fine even in middle school. Well, now I have to go back to the show that I did. that I did the other day, because okay, so Rita, let me ask. If you were to see Carlos, see, he was 8 and I was 7. Fair, he was 8 and I was 7. Okay. So if you saw Carlos walking down the street, and you were with us, and not necessarily, let's say you were with a significant other, would you just let Carlos pass by, or would you say, Carlos, is that you, or whatever? Even if you know you're with your significant other, you're not with your significant other, you know, would you say something? Hey Poop, welcome. You know, so you know, would you is that a regret that you would have if you know, your first crush, your very first crush, you haven't seen them since, you know, Lord knows when, and they're walking down the street, or you see them in the store, would you say something? Rita says he wouldn't remember me. He would call me a weirdo, I'm sure. And Dee says, you have to say something. Yes, you do have to say something. You have to say something. You can't just let that person walk out of your life without saying something. Hey, Lizzie, welcome. You know, I mean, hey, Power Girl, welcome. Oh boy. So again, it's like those regrets. I mean, you have the big regrets in life, and then you have the ones like that. You know, do you say something? I can't refrain myself. I should at least have eye contact. See, I'm like, say something. You know, and Brandon, how do you know that he wouldn't remember you? How do you know? How do you know that they would not remember you? Tell them you were fond of them. Okay, so as opposed to just coming out and saying, you know, I had a crush on you. Let's see. It would be really cute if he did. Let's see. If there is a secret about women, they don't like their crush. Forget so. So do you think that women, and I know I'm changing the subject a bit, but do you think that women remember their first crush as opposed to men? Because I think men would probably remember their first crush more so than women. And I definitely think that men remember. Ellie says we forget easily by a better guy. I'm telling you, I have not forgotten my seventh grade crush. Nope. And Rifle says I remember all of them. Or maybe shopping. Oh boy. So do you guys think that, going back to the topic, if you were dating someone in high school or college, whatever, way back when, and this person came into your life again, and they wanted to rekindle the relationship, and it's been all these years, but y'all still feel something, you know, you feel still feel something. Do you regret at least not giving it a go? Or do you just say, no, that was in the past, I don't think that it's going to work, whatever? Would you regret at least not going there? Y'all a quiet group today. Pooh says nope. Oh, so Pooh, is there's no one that you think about in your past that you just go, I wonder. And Ellie says, no, I don't regret because I used to have a very bad taste in my early young age. Okay. And Brina Brennan says, I wouldn't say regret, but I think about the what ifs. And Pook says, no, not really. Okay. So Pook, like Brina says, do you have any what ifs? I'm not saying that you got to tell us, but is that a yes or no? Maybe one, but no thanks. No, it would be a pass. I do think that not necessarily about, past crushes or whatever, but like I said at the beginning, I do believe that all of us have what if moments. You know, because people come in and out of our lives constantly. You know, I do think that some people are there for certain reasons and, you know, at certain times. Other people tend to stay in our lives, you know, for a lifetime. But I do believe in what ifs. I do believe, you know, what if this had happened, or what if that had happened, or what if I had done this in instead of that? You know, what if I had turned left instead of turning right? So, but I don't know. I don't know. So, but anyway, guys, that's really all I have. Let's see. Hello, D. Welcome. Let's see. I agree. There are definitely a few what ifs in my past. I mean, yeah. I mean, I think that we all have what if moments. Because number one, we're human, and number two, you know, no one's life is perfect. No one's life has gone. You know, we can plan our lives, but we can't control all the time how things go. We think we're in control, but we're not in 100% control of our lives. I mean, I can say, you know, I'm going to meet this person for lunch, you know, on Saturday, but I might get hit by a bus on Thursday. I hope I don't, because that means I won't live to be 100. But, you know, you never know. You never know what might happen. So anyway, sitting here trying to pick a song for you guys. I have a couple that I downloaded. I try to make the song go with the topic, but this I don't have one for. So let's see. I'm gonna leave you guys with a little Norah Jones. Ellie, I have nothing else, and I am up to my hour. I've been trying to stay at an hour, because if I stay at an hour, I'm usually able to stay on topic. And y'all know I've been working to stay on topic the last couple of months. I've been doing a pretty good job. But is there something else that you wanted to say, or you wanted to give a pivot or something? I mean. Okay, Ellie says, women reach to a stability in choosing ideal man at the age of 26. I was a little later than that. And do you really have the, there's no such thing as the ideal man and the ideal woman. I don't think they exist. They exist in our head. You know, they exist in fairy tales. They exist in the movies. You know, everybody does not have a pretty woman moment, you know. But yeah, ideal for individual compromise come into play. Even then, Brina, with compromise, you still don't have your ideal, you know, so. All right, y'all. So I am going to end it. I have not posted the topic for tomorrow, but I have a feeling what I'm going to talk about. And Brina, you might think that it's going to be a Thursday fun, but it's not meant to be. But it will probably turn into that, but it's not meant to be. So. Thank you, Ellie, but I don't have anything else. And you all have been very quiet. No one wanted to join me on the panel today. You guys have been very, very quiet. I mean, even Bro didn't give me a run for my money today. He didn't even push back on me. So. Oh, boy. And Jacob, I did not notice you popped in. Welcome. Let's see. Okay, so I'm going to leave you guys with a little bit of Norah Jones, and I will see you guys tomorrow. Here you go. You guys can come away with me. Thank you, Brina. Next time I will call. Thank you, everyone, for liking the show. And Pook, thanks for popping in. All right, here we go.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you a song. Come away with me. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies. And I want to walk with you on a cloudy day in fields where the yellow grass grows knee high. So won't you try? Come away with me and we'll kiss on a mountain top. Come away with me and I'll never stop loving you. So all I ask is for you to come away with me in the night. Come away.
And guys, that is all for that I have for today. Enjoy your day or evening wherever you are in the world. And I will see you tomorrow. Bye.